With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden travels to Israel tomorrow, the visit meant to demonstrate America's support for the Jewish state following the deadly Hamas attack and Israel's response.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced the president's scheduled visit after he held several hours of talks with Israel's prime minister and other top officials in Tel Aviv. Mr. Biden will use the trip this week to punctuate his declaration that America has Israel's back. While in the region, the president will also discuss the conflict with Arab leaders.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says those additional talks will take place in Amman, Jordan. Ahead of the president's trip to Israel, New York's governor is visiting today.
Governor Hochul says in Israel she plans to meet with diplomatic leaders and communities devastated after the October 7th attack by Hamas militants on Israeli towns. During these difficult times, Hochul says in a statement, it's more important than ever for New York to show up in support of Israel. New York has the largest percentage of Jews among all the U.S. states, according to the American Jewish Population Project. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump says that if he returns to the Oval Office, careful vetting of immigrants will also make a comeback and will weed out those with extremist anti-Semitic views. Mr. Trump spoke yesterday at a rally that was held in Iowa. A couple of hours, we'll find out whether House Republicans are finally ready to elect a new Speaker of the House. Congressman Jim Jordan has been nominated for the job, and while his bid for the speakership has been gaining momentum in recent days, it's still not clear whether the Ohio Republican has the votes he needs to wield the Speaker's gavel. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 81 points, the Nasdaq off 137. This is SRN News. The creator of a huge monument being built outside Birmingham, England, hopes it will ignite worldwide conversations about prayer and how it impacts everyone's lives. It is called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. When it's finished in 2026, it will be visible for up to 6 miles away. The project CEO, Richard Gamble, tells SRN News that his original vision has taken years to become reality.
For me, it was a bit of an Abraham moment where the goat was coming up the other side of the mountain, but I couldn't see it until I got to the top. And it's amazing the way that God has provided for us, not only the land, but different people with different skills. And it's a faith journey. It's tough, but we're going to make history. We are going to build in the UK what we believe will be a globally iconic landmark that is about Jesus.
More information can be found on the project's website, EternalWall.us. This is SRN News. New diabetes drug seems to have a beneficial side effect for those who are seriously overweight.
Tirzepatide is an injected drug sold by Eli Lilly under the brand name Mounjaro. It was approved last year to treat diabetes, and now it's under fast-track review to treat obesity in the U.S. A new study published in the journal Nature Medicine compared two groups of people with complications from obesity who were not diabetic. After 3 months of intensive diet and exercise, both groups lost an average of 7% of their body weight. People who then started getting weekly injections of Mounjaro lost an additional 18.4% for an average total of 60 pounds over 16 months. Those receiving placebo shots gained an average of 6 pounds back. I'm Jennifer King.
Mourners in a heavily Palestinian Chicago suburb have paid respects to a 6-year-old Muslim boy fatally stabbed, allegedly, by his family's landlord. Police say the suspect was upset over the Israel-Hamas war. More details at SRNNews.com.